This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, Ty Bollinger, a week from yesterday, you just told me, will be, meaning 5 days, 6 days from now. I don't do math as well as you, so bear with me. The Global Quest, A Truth About Cancer, will relaunch, rebroadcast for everybody that hasn't seen it yet or anybody that wants to see it again. And how they get it, people are sending out links everywhere, wherever you get it, get to the truth about cancer and share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones, even people that you sort of know a little bit, they will benefit. And Ty, once again, thank you for all that you're doing.
Hey, thank you to RSB. And yeah, you're right, 6 days. So a week from last night will be the kickoff of Global Quest relaunch. First time we've shown it since 2016, so 2.5 years.
Wow. Time has flown, my friend. It's October already of 2018, it's just unfathomable. Now, I can't remember, were there 9 episodes of this one?
Yeah. Global Quest has 9 episodes, and we're actually doing some interesting new interviews, and not probably face-to-face, but it'll probably be Zoom that Charlene and I will be doing to add like a 10th bonus episode. So we haven't done that yet.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Very exciting. So yeah, we got more to look forward to. Again, if you've seen it before, there's even more. But more importantly than those who have already seen it, how it's benefited you, it could benefit somebody else 100 or 1,000-fold more, perhaps. You just don't know. This is not the time to be bashful. It is time to speak out. It's time, you know, your neighbor could be meek and afraid to bring this topic up. And you let them know, and it could be the thing that changes and maybe saves their lives or life of their loved one. So think about it, paying it forward, giving these gifts to other people. They can watch it for free. The Truth About Cancer Global Quest launching 1 week from yesterday. Now, you also have some upcoming events. Cancer Schmancer with, what's the name? She played the nanny show? What was it called?
Yeah, Fran Drescher, nanny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's out there at the end of October.
Does she know what she's doing by inviting you guys? I mean, that's stepping out, right?
Yeah. She wants, actually, Charlene and I are going to be talking about pet cancer in our lecture out there. So, really stepping out.
That's impressive. No, I love it. Anytime a Hollywood celebrity is willing to stand up on principle, because some of these times they threaten careers over stuff like this, right? So give Fran Drescher all the credit in the world to invite you guys to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, with integrity on the issue of pet cancer. So Pet Cancer Schmancer, that's coming. Are there tickets available for this event, or is this a sold-out thing, or is it available online? I don't even know.
You know what? I'm sure that there are tickets available, but I don't know how many. You can just Google Cancer Schmancer. I'm not sure exactly how open it is to the public or how big the venue is, to tell you the truth.
Okay. So look out for that, as well as you guys are going to be featured, and you'll probably speak a little bit at the event back in Atlanta, where we met some years ago and had a great trip through Atlanta, and including a Braves game where we have some funny stories about that even today.
Yeah, Charlene and I are going to be out there on November, I think it's the first weekend of November, November the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And, Healing Strong's got a conference out there for us, and they're honoring us, and have no idea why they would want to honor me, but.
It's pretty obvious to everybody else except you. So that's okay. You don't have to know. Just enjoy it and bring the love. So Healing Strong, I know that they are selling tickets for this event. It is still available. They've sent out emails. So if you're not sure, look up the Healing Strong group, and we have links up to that eventually as well. Now, let's talk about the news, but in a different way. Now, fake news has become almost a passé type of word because it's been so used. But those that don't want it used are the ones that initially used it against us, right? And then they said, uh-oh, it's backfired. Now they're using fake news on us, talking about CNN and NBC, all the mainstream media, corporate conglomerates conflicted with pharmaceutical and other economic interests that are not interests of the people. Now, this article at Natural News says the ultimate goal of fake news is to keep Americans sick in order to help pad the pockets of big food and big pharma. And, you know, I don't disagree with that, but I think there's more than one ultimate goal, but that is a big one.
Well, I think we definitely don't have, and we've talked about this many times, we don't have a healthcare system per se in the United States. It's more of a sickness perpetuation. So why would the goal of the fake news not be to support that system? Because, you know, the media's bought off, right? The TV stations are supported by Big Pharma, just like the lobbyists, you know, in D.C., number one lobby, Big Pharma. Just look at the commercials on television, Big Pharma commercials. I mean, Big Pharma has pretty much invaded all areas of our lives. So why wouldn't the media be complicit in this? You know, the fake news. I think that's certainly more than likely.
I think at certain times the pharmaceutical investment in advertising is bigger than the car companies. I think they're like neck and neck on spending. And, you know, when something happens to a car, like the brakes go bad, there's a recall. You know, if you say, hey, everybody, look out, the brakes are bad, they don't call you anti-car, right? If you point out that a vaccine might be harming or even killing somebody, suddenly you are now anti-vaccine. Now, we may be, in terms of how vaccines are done today, against them, absolutely. But we're not, well, Dr. Bittar says we're anti-stupid, because the way they're doing it is just plain stupid. So there's a lot of truth to the fake news propping this stuff up.
I mean, and that's a good analogy there, Robert, the way that you mentioned about, you know, you're not anti-car. I mean, it depends on the car, right? Are you against cars? Well, you know, if you make me ride in one of those little cars that look like they're made out of paper, cardboard today. And
remember the Yugos?
Yeah, I mean, if you make me want to run one of those, I mean, yeah, maybe I'm anti-car then. But, you know, if you got a nice big red Ford truck or a Dodge truck, I love cars. So it depends on the car, right? It depends on the vehicle. So I think it's the same way with I think we need to be able to question anything. We should be able to question vaccines, question prescription drugs, question genetically modified organisms, question anything that we want about healthcare, question big pharma, question chemotherapy. But that doesn't mean we're anti anything just because we question it. Just means we want to know the truth.
Yes, but the mainstream players want that. Well, they want us to question our sanity, don't they? When you point out that vaccines have injured potentially millions of kids, certainly billions of dollars have been paid out through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. But the mere discussion of that, you know, that can't be had. I mean, there's this thing called One Conversation coming up in Atlanta. And I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and a bunch of other friends are going to be there. They invited the pro-vaccine people from the highest levels, and they've all said, no, we can't. Because the mere showing up and talking with somebody who has questions, who questions about the science and the merits or the way the immune system works, that would be giving them some sort of credibility that they don't want you to know that we have, that you have, that anybody that questions the so-called science about something that has conflicts of interest behind it. I mean, this is to me common sense.
Well, they don't. It is common sense, Robert, but they don't want to get into a debate about the safety or efficacy of vaccines because there's no science on their side. That's why they won't engage in those conversations. I remember when we first started doing this. Gosh, like I think the first interview I ever had on the radio was 2008, and Charlene can still remember. I mean, I was so nervous. I was almost catatonic. I could hardly sleep. I had notes all over the room just to make sure I didn't look like an idiot. And, I was afraid I was going to answer the questions wrong.
I didn't know that, Ty Bollinger.
Oh, she was slipping notes underneath the door to encourage me and give me ideas of what to talk about. And I mean, it was just crazy. And I was terrified at that point to have anybody that would get on that would question what I was saying, because I didn't know the information that well. Mm-hmm. But I do now. I welcome a debate with anyone now because I know the information.
Yeah.
And so with that knowledge comes the power that you can debate. And that's the reason the other side doesn't want to debate on something like a vaccine, because they mm-hmm. really, all they have is dogma that they're safe and effective, but they don't have any research or scientific data on their side. So they're terrified to debate.
Yeah, you bring up the fact that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies, which, by the way, do you know that where that comes from? Homeopaths developed the first placebo-controlled study, double-blind. That comes from homeopathy, and now they accuse homeopathy as not being real medicine. But the idea that you can't discuss vaccines, or the lack of science, or the lack of safety evidence, again, these would be in any other realm of life to discuss these things would be, okay, let's have a discussion. And, it, you know, if somebody's pointing out an absurdity, you'll still discuss it and you'll point out why it's absurd. You don't have to yell at them. You're like, look at this. That's absurd right here. They won't engage in rational, calm, mannered and measured discussion. It becomes a shouting match. And that's why they don't want to show up, because they'll end up looking like fools.
Well, they will. They will. And it becomes a shouting match because they don't have any facts on their side. And it becomes a name-calling, you know, debate because they don't have any facts on their side. They're following the blueprint that was drawn out by Edwin Bernays in his book Propaganda that was released in the early 1900s, which they followed to a T now. The mainstream media follows it. The big pharma follows it. The vaccine proponents follow it. If you don't have any science on your side, distract, call names, you know, use pejoratives against your opponent. Do whatever it takes to distract. And that's exactly what they do, because they don't have any facts. And you know, just as well as I do, especially when it comes to vaccines, I'd love to be able to get into a debate with somebody about these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, it's to kind of move the discussion forward, to be able to talk. And again, bounce an idea. We might, hey, by all means, we're open. We might learn something we didn't know. Hey, there's a study done over here. Let's look at it, right? That's cool. We're into that. But the people who say they're science-oriented, because they'll say, we're anti-science. Like, really? The moms and dads of children who've been vaccine injured end up scouring the scientific literature more than most every doctor. And they know more than most doctors, because doctors aren't taught about vaccines in reality, other than here's the schedule from the CDC, follow it.
Well, like I said, here's a schedule from the CDC, follow it. It sounds like a religious dogma to me. It sounds like something that someone in a cult would say to their leaders. It sounds like that's something they would say right before drink the Kool-Aid. Because that's what it is. It is religious dogma. And the mere fact that you can't debate the schedule, you can't debate the safety of those vaccines on the schedule, you can't debate the efficacy, the mere fact that you can't talk about it shows that it's a religious dogma.
Well, and that's what's waking people up to go, well, that's ridiculous. Ty Bollinger, you guys want to talk about it? And they don't? Yeah, exactly. Why not? And their argument is that we're anti-science? Isn't science all about observation? Hey, I noticed this. We can't talk about that. No, don't talk about it. We're going to talk about it and a whole lot more. How about less deadly therapies for cancer? Next. Yes.
Part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Outside the box with Ty Bollinger. TMB, my buddy. We got the launch, the relaunch of A Global Quest. And now we got to talk about not only, well, curing cancer, because the mainstream media, I don't know if they cover this right, but we've covered stories of acknowledgement of the business of disease is disease. Curing cancer is not profitable. Managing it is. They've acknowledged it. Now they're open and upfront about it. And so there's a study here, a story about this, about could we use less deadly therapies to keep cancer in check. I'm thinking, it's about dang time. But what are they talking about? Are they really on the right track, or is it just about poisoning you a little slowly, a little slower?
Well, Robert, I'm not really sure. I honestly haven't had a chance to read this deadly therapy article, but I think that it's probably not poisoning you quite as quickly is what it is. And that's, it's probably not quite as beneficial as something like IPTLD. You know, Charlene and I were on an interview yesterday, and we were talking about would we ever be in favor or not opposed to, maybe a better way to mention it, chemotherapy. Well, if you look at IPTLD, insulin potentiated low-dose targeted chemotherapy, yeah, might be in favor of that. It is chemotherapy, but it's targeted. It uses insulin to open up the cancer cells. It's selectively toxic. Don't have the side effects. Very effective when it's used in conjunction with another treatment, especially. So,
right.
Would we be in favor of that? Potentially, yeah. But the problem is that it's not near as lucrative for the chemotherapy industry, right? Because it's only a tenth of the dose. So the money goes way, way down for the manufacturers of the chemo drugs. That's not being, so it's not very popular in the United States. Doctors like Jim Forsythe, who interviewed with us for the Global Quest, who used to be the head of a team of oncologists out in San Francisco, and once he realized that he didn't have any patients that had lived more than 5 years, realized they were doing something wrong, he now uses IPTLD amongst other therapies. He's very successful at it, but he gets attacked all the time.
Right.
Why would we have a doctor that's successfully treated cancer being attacked for the treatment? Well, because it's cutting into the pockets of the manufacturers of the drugs. Unfortunately, I think that less drugs is not necessarily a good thing when it's coming from Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm. And also, remember the profitability of an oncologist. Part of their profit comes from buying chemo drugs at some wholesale price and jacking them up 1,000% and selling them to you, the victim of this cancer industry. So if this doctor is actually selling less of it,
doctors would never do that. They would never mark up chemo drugs and sell them at the expense of the patients. Except that actually happened in a 2015 case with Dr. Fareed Fattah in Michigan that was convicted of fraud and money laundering, prescribing chemotherapy to get kickbacks, especially in light of the fact that he wasn't convicted of that. That was legal, but that's what he was doing. In light of the fact that many of the cancer patients didn't even have cancer or didn't even need chemo. They were other treatment protocols would have been better for them, yet he still prescribed chemo for them. And many of them died. He went to jail, I think 45 years in jail, and he scammed Medicare out of $93 million over a 10-year period. So,
wow.
Sorry, I take that back, Robert. That has happened.
So in this article, and it came out just yesterday, I believe, it's in the Biology, PLOS Online Biology Journal. They found or reasoned that the body has evolved anti-cancer responses that direct and slow the evolution of life-threatening cancer cells by not killing off too many cells too quickly. Hey, this is interesting. He said natural adaptive therapies would use similar approaches to keep tumor size stable while slowing the evolution of resistance. Strategy may be helpful to useful to prolong life. You know, this is interesting, too, because, you know, Dr. Nick Gonzalez and others that understood this, that when you target cancer cells for destruction, your body then has to metabolize and get rid of them. You know, this is one of the reasons that they were such proponents of coffee enemas, because it was a radical, invasive, yet safe therapy to kind of dump the poisons out very quickly, because that was part of the danger. If you successfully kill the cancer cells, what happens? They got to go somewhere. Now, if you kill it with toxic poisons, it's doubly or triply worse. So they're trying to, you know, mitigate some of their own damage, which we'll applaud them for. I'll give them props for looking at something maybe a little bit safer.
Yep, I agree, and you're right, Robert. Sometimes the danger in killing cancer is killing it too fast, and then you have all of this toxicity having to get out of your body quickly, and you're not able to detox, and it can be actually more harmful than before if you're not able to detoxify it. So that's definitely something that people need to remember, and that's why folks like Nick Gonzalez, God rest his soul, are always looking at things like coffee enemas and other detox methods that were integrated into their protocols.
Yeah, support the pathways of elimination, folks. We talk about it here all of the time, as does our buddy Ty Bollinger and his lovely wife Charlene and family, as they're bringing the power to heal back to you through the truth about cancer. Linked up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin is one of the undecided voters. Reporters caught up with him a short time ago.
Once I see this report, you're asking me, is it too much? Not enough? Needs to be more? Let me see it first, and I'll maybe have an opinion. I can
you characterize how this entire episode...
This has been horrible. It's been a circus.
Does that make it...
Well, I'm looking at the gentleman as an adult, from 22 to 30, 53, 31 years of professional service. I'm looking at him as a father, as a person in the community. I interact with this community. I'm looking at a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it.
Five police officers were shot in Florence, South Carolina, and at least one died. Authorities said the active shooter situation is now over, and the suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And here's a guy who needs no introduction. Ty Bollinger! Truth About Cancer happening a week from yesterday. Sign up, tell your friends, share it with everybody. We got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, talking more cancer right now, TMB. There's a study, and this is being referenced on a fake news network, which, again, this is upsets me because Super Don always busts me when I say, it's all fake news. Like, well, what about this, Robert? CNN is reporting that processed meats are linked to breast cancer.
Mm. You know, it's not surprising, Robert. Processed meats have been linked to pancreatic cancer, and also I think it's colon cancer. I've read some studies over the last several years. So the fact that now they're being implicated with breast cancer, not surprising. You know, you have nitrates, nitrites that are in a lot of the processed meats, which are carcinogenic. If you're eating processed meats that aren't organic, then, you know, you're eating all of the other antibiotics and the steroids and growth hormones, whatever else might have been in that animal.
The GMO foods,
The GMO grains that they were eating as they were fattening them up. So certainly I could see that this is a natural progression from the other linkages to other cancers.
Yeah, folks, I don't know, you know, when people hear this, do they zone out? I mean, I don't mean necessarily our listeners, but if somebody is an avid reader or watcher of CNN, do they see this and then they reach for their Doritos, GMO corn chips, and nitrite-filled cold cuts? I mean, I don't know.
Well,
because
here's the thing, Robert. I mean, I'm looking at this article. You know, one of the headlines or the sub-headlines, individual risk is small, right? The paper leaves many questions unanswered. They always give this, like, plausible deniability at the end of these studies, of these summaries of the studies, to where people can read and say, it says individual risk is small, probably not that big of a deal. Lots of questions unanswered, you know, pass the baloney.
Yeah, pass the baloney, right? Well said. And you know, that is the way the mainstream media will report these things, because obviously it's becoming, I say obvious, I'm going to be redundant. Obviously it's becoming so obvious, right? Rise of cancer, rise of all, right? How long can they contain people becoming aware of the real causes, right? They couldn't stop the truth about cancer from coming out. I know they didn't want it to go out, but you found a way to bypass the media and reach millions of people, and we're doing it again. And we're here every week. And even though the social medias are trying to censor us and limit our, it's too late. It's out of the bag. But here last week at the Trinity Conference, our friend Jeffrey Smith basically premiered Secret Ingredients, the movie. And I tell you that when I started eating organic back in the early 90s because of my health issues, and I had a mentor that told me don't mess with anything else, I took it to heart and lived differently. But how hard it has been to explain to people how important that is to clean up what goes into your body. That movie alone, because it shows through doctor, you know, they were carried through by doctors to watch the families change simply from GMO standard American diet to organic non-GMO diets, and how these ailments went away from kids to grandparents all the way in between. And it seems like, well, no, that's too easy. What do you mean? You could just clean up what goes into you and your body will know what to do? Oh, yeah, the Creator was really smart when He created us.
Yeah, you know, over the last couple of weeks, Charlene and I have been doing tons of interviews, video interviews to promote the Global Quest, you know, with different affiliates and doing just lots of video content. And across the board, that's what everybody that we've talked to said, literally everyone that we've interviewed with, you know, they've got lists, their health lists, and they all understand, hey, diet is so important. It is so important to clean up what you're eating. And yes, it's amazing. Things like cancer can go away. Mm-hmm. And when you clean up your diet, there was a lady that I've told this story before. I don't know on this show, but certainly in the interviews that we've been doing, there was a lady over in Asia that was diagnosed with breast cancer. They gave her like 60 days till she was supposed to come in and start treatment, because apparently they couldn't get a hold of the experimental chemo, or I can't remember the reason, but it was 60 days. And in the meantime, mm-hmm. she just started eating organic and clean. By the time she went back after 60 days, they couldn't find the cancer. So it's amazing. Before she started treatment, the cancer was gone. Because she changed her diet. So it's just, you can't stress the importance of a clean diet enough.
Yeah, and how many people will look only to a treatment, even if it's a natural treatment, a natural therapy, a high-tech, it's like, oh, well, it's a treatment, completely disavowing the knowledge that, you know, the fuel you give your body matters. The quality of that fuel matters. What's in it or what isn't in it matters. But it's become, in our Western world, Ty, I'm going to admit, I mean, as a standard American diet kid growing up pharmaceutically, food was only about how fast you can get it, how cheap you could get it, right?
Yeah.
And there was no emphasis in my cultural upbringing about importance of the quality of food, growing things organic. This was not part. I had to learn this as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Hippocrates, one of his favorite quotes, or our favorite quotes of his, let food be thy medicine. But there's this disconnect, Robert, with food being medicine and food having this impact on our bodies, the way that our bodies run. But if you use the car example, which you just did, I mean, mm-hmm. would anybody say, you know, if you bring your car in and the engine's not working and the mechanic goes in, they analyze the fuel tank and they determine that it's actually not gasoline in your tank, that someone poured milk in there by accident. And for that reason, your car's not running. You clean out the fuel tank – You put gasoline in, would anybody be surprised that that car started running again and running well after you cleaned out the fuel tank and put the proper fuel in? Of course not. Everyone would say, well, yeah, of course, the car runs fine now. We put the right fuel in the tank. Mm-hmm. But there's this disconnect when we think about the same thing going into our body. It's like it's a shock that when you put the proper fuel in, the body runs properly.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of shock or shocking, let's talk electricity. Because, you know, we're electrical beings too. Energy, right? Ultimately, the process of digestion is breaking down molecules, physical molecules, and to release the energy that they contain for us to use for life, right? And G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know website is really cool. And you sent this to Super Don. I like this article. And I don't like what it says, but it's an important discussion point because we have been openly supportive of Trump where we feel it's appropriate based on our beliefs and principles. And we've criticized Trump and the administration when we felt, hey, that's a little bit off the rails. That's not the way we would be going. Here's a story like that. It says the Trump administration is backing deadly 5G technology and his supporters are largely silent. So here's one of those places where intellectual integrity demands that we talk about this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Robert, here's a good chance for us to put our money where our mouth is, because we always talk about being intellectually honest, and even it's when somebody, you know, criticizing someone that we support. And this article, yeah, I'm very disappointed that Trump is backing 5G technology. Now, you know, maybe he's just like, he's taking the position that it doesn't really matter if we back it or not. It's coming, so we might as well get on the train, which I would agree with. It is coming, but I'm disappointed that he's backing it. 5G technology, fifth generation cellular, it says in the article, being built to enable artificial intelligence to control the Internet of Things, which is everything we use with a computer chip in it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm very disappointed. 5G is, we're already seeing deleterious effects of 5G when they've rolled it out in the United Kingdom, from headaches to insomnia to infertility to stillbirths. So it's already affecting people in a bad way, and it's just it's just a minuscule amount of the total vastness of 5G once it gets rolled out. There's just a few areas that it's been rolled out, and they are all having problems.
Sure. Well, and the telecommunications, centralizing bureaucracies, we talk about FTC, other things, FCC. Anytime you do that, there's a lack of accountability and lack of liability. You know, like if there are studies that show the EM field disruption via cell phone towers, etc., are truly harmful. We've covered it here on this show. But the mainstream media, if they cover it, it'll be like we covered that other story. Well, we're not sure. We've heard one, you know, emotionally, whatever. The reality is we are energetic beings. This is disruptive technology. The question is, will we have the right and the ability to block it where we live, right? Maybe you live in New York City. You can't escape it. But if you're out in the country, could we stop a coalition of local people going, you know what, we don't want 5G in our town, right? Could that be possible?
You know what? I think so. I think that's where it's going to be possible. If you're in the big cities, it ain't happening. You're going to have 5G everywhere. But I think it is possible for people like us, country folk, to be able to minimize the damage out here. That's one of the reasons we live out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are important decisions that you all need to make about where you are. And I know sometimes I can't make the decision to move right now, but think long-term as well. Strategize to say, if we can't control our environment to keep it as clean and safe as possible, can we move to another environment for our survival's sake? In the meantime, strategically, while you're in a not an ideal environment, this is the reason I've always argued that eat as clean as you can, drink clean water, get echo water, get the hydrogen going in, all of that to counteract all of the other things that you can't control for while you're in not the best environment. Does that make sense, TMB?
It makes total sense, and that's one of the things that we always advise people is to take control over the things that you have control over. And that's why the inputs are so important. The water's so important. The food's so important. You know, exercising is so important. Sweating is so important. Detoxification, those things you have control over. You don't necessarily have control over the amount of radiation you're exposed to at any given time. You don't even know where it is. You don't have necessarily a lot of control over the air that you breathe. You've got to breathe to live. So those are things that we don't have as much control over. Take control of the stuff that you can.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, we've talked about prayer. Look, I believe in prayer, right? And I know a lot of our listeners do as well. I don't try to pray to control other people because I don't want that control. I think turn that over to God. But the point is, there are things you don't have control over. I think that's an appropriate place to go. You know what? I need a little help here. This is beyond me, right? But if you're basically praying to God to heal you, and you're going out to fast food restaurants that are contaminated with GMO feed and antibiotics, I mean, to me, that's a little I don't know if hypocrisy is the right word, TMB, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, hypocrisy is the word for that. That is hypocritical. You know, God's given us brains to make good choices. And if we continually override those good choices in our brain and make bad choices that we know are bad choices because we don't have the discipline to make good choices, it is hypocritical. You know, especially for folks like us that are leading the way and trying to get people to be healthy and to take back the power to heal, you know, we have to be consistent. And so, that's, you know, it's a valid word to use, hypocrisy there, if you don't live what you're preaching.
Right.
And that's why I try to be so cognizant. And I make bad choices sometimes, but most of the time I try to eat right in line with what I tell people that they should be.
Yeah. Well, and so my point is that if you feel like you can pray away every toxic meal and every meal is toxic, you know, I think you're asking a bit much, because the kind of energy you would have to devote to that, because I think we have amazing powers we've been given to do some amazing things. But I think people then are being lazy about the decisions they have to make, because it's easier just to eat whatever's thrown in front of you rather than taking the effort that, well, our ancestors all used to have to grow their own food. You know, people don't know that. They don't have to now. That's why I say grow now before you have to, because by the time you have to, it's too late to learn.
Yeah, learn to grow now. And, you know, like I said, make good choices. You know, one of the ways that you could be praying, God, help me to be healthy, and he might put you right in a grocery store that's got a huge organic section of food that you can purchase if you can't grow food. So make that good choice to buy the organic, and that's your way of helping that prayer to be fulfilled in a positive way.
Beautifully said, TMB. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get a little political. There's a Georgetown professor who is saying she wants to feed something to the swine. Why? Cold cuts? Who are they going to turn into cold cuts next? Stand by.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
Once again, each and every week, reminder, Ty Bolger's with us going outside the box. And he's written a number of books, including Cancer, Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer. Also co-authored with me the wonderful book, what is it called? Unlock the Power to Heal. And I'm still getting people thanking us for doing that TMB all these years later. I can't believe it's been about 4 years since then, and people are still loving it and discovering it. So thank you, my friend, for helping me to help those that are ready to be helped.
Yeah, of course. It's a cute little book that we wrote, but it's got a pretty little cover, but it's jam-packed full of knowledge.
Yeah, no, I'm getting people. I'm 40 pages in. I can't believe how do you fit that much into 40 pages? And there's a lot of pictures, too. It's amazing. So thank you for that. I'm not taking any credit for the animations and pictures. You were brilliant in that regard, and it made it so easy to read for people and a lot of fun to access the information. So,
just so everyone knows, Robert was the one that wrote the intellectual stuff, and I put the pictures.
Not so. You contributed greatly, my friend. Listen, what you don't contribute to is, of course, the Hegelian dialectic. You get beyond it as do I. And like I said, we'll acknowledge its existence. But when it gets to the point like this story here out of Need to Know News, who is this Christine Fair? She's a Georgetown University professor, right? This is like a highfalutin egghead research university, Georgetown. She's saying that white GOP senators deserve miserable deaths and then to be fed to swine, to pigs.
God.
This is a professor at a major university.
I saw this article, Robert, before I sent this over to Super Don, and I literally thought it was an Onion article,
right?
Like a takeoff. I was like, no way. And then I read it, and it's real. This Christine Fair is literally a Georgetown University professor. She says that entitled white men who justified the entitlement of Kavanaugh, who she described as a serial rapist despite zero evidence, she said the senators deserve miserable deaths, and recommended castrating their corpses and feeding them to swine.
Wow.
Okay, Robert, I mean, this makes my teeth itch. This almost makes my head explode. Can you imagine if a professor at Liberty University in Virginia had said that black Democrat senators should be killed and then their bodies fed to the swine and then castrated and their bodies fed to the swine. Literally. I mean, if somebody at Liberty University had said that, they might have shut the university down by now, and that person would likely be in jail.
Yeah.
Because
would be protests.
Call to violence.
Yeah, yeah. Again, there's cognitive dissonance on this subject as well. You know, I try to encourage people to recognize that soul is what's inside. It's who we really are. We're not our pigment. We are not the color of our skin. And, you know, if you over-identify, I get it. We're tribal, right? Humans are tribal. We hang out. But there's so much in common with us well beyond. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was saying, Robert. Like, you take me, who's a white dude, and you take the blackest black dude from South Africa, from Africa, mm-hmm. and our DNA is 99.99% the same. We are almost identical. Except for a few things, a few issues like the amount of melanin in your skin. Other than that, we're the same. And so they try to divide us with this kind of stuff. But I was watching Fox News. I think it was earlier today. Yeah, last night. And they were one of the Democrat idiots was defending this lady, saying, "Well, you know, freedom of speech." But literally, you can't say that Hillary Clinton is fat. If you say that, they'll be all over you, man. Because she's a woman and she's a Democrat. You can't criticize anyone that's a Democrat, especially not a Democrat woman. Yeah. So, I mean, the double standard is just, it's glaring.
Well, it's maddening. And of course, it's directed at us when we talk, for instance, like we did today about vaccines a little bit, or alternative methods for addressing cancer, things that we would do in the natural world. They would love to have us suppressed because they say that what we're saying is dangerous to others. This is the way they say it. Your speech is dangerous, right? It can't be protected. Now, the freedom of speech was designed, the First Amendment, to protect us from speech you don't like. Because who needs to protect speech everybody likes? There's no, you need it for the one. And of course, the people that speak out about these things are risking often, you know, their professional status, sometimes their lives, to speak things that are unpopular at any given time. We need to defend those speech. You know, again, as disgusting as that speech is, let the country and the people ostracize her. I don't need to jail her for saying it. I think it's disgusting, but she wants to say it. It shows who she is, right?
Yep, it does.
So now we know. I'm not taking her class. In fact, she has no class.
Me either. She has no class.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops. Now they're going to yell at us, TMB. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for all that you're doing. Your lovely wife, Charlene, and your family are amazing. And I hope everybody tunes into the Truth About Cancer Global Quest. It's coming back next week. In the meantime, TMB, tell them what they need to know. It's time to go.
Wish I could say it in Spanish, but I can't. So remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen, brother.
The Robert Stutfill Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.